Now let's look at in a few hours on the East Coast, the polls are going to open up and people begin to vote at the midterm elections. What does the code, if anything, say about how things are going to shape up for us in the future, what the presidential election could be in 2012?
Yeah, it's an interesting and contrarian prediction because everyone is saying, well, Barack Obama is really in trouble. And there's no question, I think, just from looking at the polls, that the Republicans are going to do well in this election. But of course, almost without exception since World War II, whatever party wins the White House in the first congressional elections, they lose Congress. This has happened all but once. So it's not a surprise. What is interesting, and I think most people would consider a surprise, is that the Bible code very clearly states that Barack Obama will be reelected in 2012.
All right, so that is so critical because at this point, you may be the only person to go out on a limb and say that. And, you know, we've got it documented here, Michael. It's something we can pull out. I pull out the old tape in 2 years.
No problem. It's in the book. And you can pull out the tape. And there's one caveat on that, as there is on everything I say.
Okay.
The code tells us the probabilities. Barack Obama will have to fulfill his destiny. You know, it's his free will and the free will of the voters as well. But it is very clearly stated and interesting where it's stated. On the same code table that says, I found a year before he was elected in 2008, where it says B. Obama is president, right between Obama and a second encoding of president, the word experienced follows president, experienced president, because, of course, he will have been 4 years in office.
Right.
And then in between that, right in between that, in the code, it states starting 2012.
Starting, like a brand new.
Exactly.
That's something.
And again, it gives the biblical month that's equivalent to November. And on another code table that also predicted he would be elected in 2008, a year in advance, Obama will be elected, and then president appears there. It is again stated he will win in 2012, and again it says, and it says there's something very interesting about that encoding. It says he ran for national security.
Huh.
In other words, there is going to be a different focus in the 2012 election. I think it is President Obama's destiny to prevent nuclear terror. It is his focus in foreign policy, and I believe from the Bible code, it is his destiny to achieve it.
And tell us what the code says about the possibility of nuclear terrorism.
Well, I first found this in the week right after Yitzhak Rabin was killed, working with the Israeli mathematician. And at first, I thought it was speaking only of Israel when it spoke of the danger, atomic holocaust. But in fact, what it states when looked at more closely is for all atomic holocaust. And it's speaking about the world. And it very clearly says terror. Where we have World War encoded, the word for suicide bomber, Shahid, appears. And we see again and again a statement that we are going to have to fight to prevent nuclear terror. And that may be obvious to people now, but it certainly wasn't obvious when I told this to Prime Minister Peres shortly after Rabin was killed, 6 years before 9/11.
Well,
no one could even imagine terrorism on that scale.
Does the code say anything about detonation?
Detonation?
Of some kind of atomic weapon?
Oh, it not only talks about an atomic weapon, it states exactly where Al-Qaeda already has nuclear weapons. And I've given that information to both American and Israeli intelligence. And the Israelis confirmed by satellite and other means that a dot in the desert, named by the Bible code, which of course I'm not going to reveal, is in fact an Al-Qaeda base, a place that was never seen until the Israeli satellite took this photograph.
So they know where it is now.
Well, they know this, that the dot in the desert named in the code from every place in the world not only is an Al-Qaeda base, but also has the exact structures the code stated would be there, and they are not things you would think of by chance.
Amazing.
And again, I can't state what they are, because then I'd be revealing to the terrorists too much.
All right, and that is not in the Bible Code 3 book.
And so, obviously, I'm not going to reveal things I told the Secret Service to help protect Obama in my book, because that would help the assassin, a potential assassin, rather than help the Secret Service save the president's life.
And were they at least interested in what you had to say?
Well, I spoke to the intelligence chief at the Secret Service after the president's closest friend and advisor sent him the information I had sent through her about the danger Obama may be in, and specific information that would help the Secret Service to protect him. And the specific information that would help the Secret Service to protect him is obviously something I don't reveal, except to the Secret Service, to the president, to his closest advisor. In the same way, the specific information about the apparent location of nuclear weapons that Al-Qaeda already has is something I told American intelligence and something I told Israeli intelligence, but not something that I would reveal in the book, because I don't want to help Osama bin Laden. I want to help Barack Obama to prevent nuclear terror.